It's Wednesday, February 12th, and it's time for another quick update. On this episode, first, GGY 2020 happened. Second, Levi and Mike are on an island with an update. And third, we have a new program for you guys. It's called Easy Letter, and stick around to the end to hear all about that. So, first things first, God in Government Youth happened last week. We had about 36 students arrive in Ottawa for our God in Government Youth Conference. Ed Hogerdyke has just arrived back in Calgary and has some concluding thoughts to really wrap up all what that week was all about.
Hey, thanks, Daniel. Well, some reflections here on God in Government Youth 2020. Well, in one word, inspirational. Where did it start? It started with politics. The students received excellent presentations about a reformed biblical perspective about politics, and they followed that up with a workshop about political action, taking what they learned and how they could use that as their clubs with regards to political action. Next in line were a number of presentations about lobbying for issues like human trafficking and prostitution, euthanasia, assisted suicide, and preborn human rights. So they heard the presentations, and then they had to perform in their own meetings with fake MPs so they could go out and lobby the following day and do the real deal. Finally, they learned about articulation. They had a keynote speech on Friday morning, and they had a couple of other presentations about getting out into the street and articulating, engaging with the public about euthanasia and assisted suicide. So politics to political action, presentation to performance, and then articulation to activism. In short, educate, execute, and evaluate. And it's our hope and prayers and ARPA staff that these students come back to their schools and inspire other students to be educators, executors, and evaluators to His glory as ambassadors of Jesus Christ in their homes, in their churches, in their schools, and of course, in the public square. GGY 2020, inspirational. Take care. Back to you, Daniel, you sharp-dressed young man, you.
Thanks, Ed. It was truly a blessing to host the God in Government Youth in Ottawa for 3 days. We've actually created a vlog that you can watch by going to the link right here. So the office was particularly quiet yesterday as Mike and Levi were in Victoria, BC, lobbying some MPs. They join us now.
Hi everyone, I'm here in Victoria and I came here to watch the government's speech from the throne. This outlines the government's priorities for the year, but I might not hear any of that today. There might not be any speech from the throne today. As you can see behind me, there's a huge protest that's shutting down the entire legislative building.
So we're here in the BC legislature. We actually were able to get inside. We narrowly made it by the protesters just in time for the speech from the throne to start. And so we watched the entire speech, and overall the speech was not all that innovative or come up with any new ideas or policy directives. For the most part, the BC government is kind of continuing on the current mode that was going. The one notable thing that we did see, however, was the government's commitment to SOGI 123, and not just leaving the transgender debate as it is, but continuing to push for transgenderism in schools, in society, and in all aspects of British Columbian life. So we were disappointed to see that in the throne speech. It was also unfortunate that there was no mention of the government's prioritization of palliative care over medical aid and dying. We believe, and we're pushing this through the Care Not Kill campaign, that British Columbians need to be protected and cared for and not killed. So it was unfortunate the government did not come up with any more prioritization of palliative care. So this is me, Levi, speaking from the legislature here in British Columbia. Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks, Levi. It's so great to see a Christian witness in our provincial legislatures. So as you may have paid attention to us last week, carenotkill.ca released. And on that website, you might have noticed a link to Easy Letter. Easy Letter is a new tool that ARPA created for you to connect with your letter to the editors in your local papers. So in the past, writing a letter to your editor was kind of a tedious process. You would have to look up your editor's email in your local paper, do your research and write the letter, and then you'd send it off to just that one paper. Well, not anymore. With Easy Letter, we changed all that. Easy Letter, you're able to send to multiple local newspapers all at once. You have the research already in a tip pane for you. And best part is it follows the same process of Easy Mail. So if you use Easy Mail, Easy Letter will be a breeze. Easy Letter, it's fast, it's easy, it's Easy Letter. Check out easyletter.arpacanada.ca to learn more. All right, that's it for this week of Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.